What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Should we tell him that he needs to unmute? Yeah.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. God dang it, I forgot to unmute myself. That sounded good the first time. Second time, I'm sound like I'm just tired and sleepy. But we will fight through the pain. We will make everything happen because we are here listening to the number one award-deserving episode, which is the Spike on the Mic Show. Like the thing said, we're coming at you from 6 feet apart. We need to ask that question when I bring on the resistance fighters about that. We need the resistance fighters. Let's bring them on so we can make this thing entertaining, knocking that into your eardrums. Guy putting the sounds in your eardrums, like we call him the one, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like an ice cream cone dropped on the sidewalk.
Hey, live from 6 feet under, 6 feet apart. Did that come later on or since when we started doing this? Is that new?
I don't know. It's been a while. Since the beginning of the diseases.
Oh, well, thank you. So anyway, somebody who would know this, and the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is the one, the only, Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
You know, I wish I could stick like Strother Martin, who helps with our introduction.
Yes.
He's from West Middleton, Indiana. That's where everybody in West Middleton goes to my old high school.
Oh.
And he was an Olympic diver, in case you didn't know.
No way.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
He seems like a short kind of squat guy.
Yeah. Well, that Olympic divers when they're young, they're short and muscular.
And squat. Right? Yeah.
How are they judged? On the splash?
Yeah. The bigger the splash, the greater they've done.
They're judged basically on the power of their imagination.
Okay. Sounds like a winner. Well, speaking of imagination, wow. Let's go ahead and imagine this next sound. The guy who knows too much and don't know everything. We'd like to call him one Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I guess it depends on how I sound.
Well, you sound great.
Do I? All right. Well, then I'm sticking fantastically. I'm actually plugged in through my own board and a microphone as opposed to my computer. So good. Given that introduction that I know everything, I'm thought it would be pretty disappointing if I wasn't heard and corrected without the proper tests.
Oh, yeah. It's coming through real cloud, clear.
Cloud and clear.
You know what it is? It's much like Spike does all the time, considering he does this every show, and it's usually, what, once every second or third show that we have a three-minute blurb that is inaudible from Spike's end.
Yeah.
And consider I just magically plugged this in at 7:02, and how phenomenal is that? Well, I don't usually pat myself on the back, but I am doing so now.
I got something phenomenal you can plug in.
Oh, like, I'm sure. Ooh. Yeah. I'm sure.
Speaking of phenomenal and plugging in, this is a guy here who smells like gas, but he likes to haul the gas. He's the one, the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I am sticking like an almost comeback, 18-point comeback victory to my Florida State Seminoles. Damn it, they almost pulled it off.
Here, look good though.
If you go Noles, baby, go Florida State, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, man.
Like maybe two thirds of the way through, I turned that game off. I knew they had no chance.
You should, dude. It was awesome. You missed the best part. It was awesome.
How sad is it that now we're praising a loss?
Yes. Dude,
as bad as my team has been over the past 8 years, I'll take whatever I can get, buddy.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Well, that's how bad that is. That's what you, that's, no knows, baby.
That's what you get. And since you're going to be praising Seminole, you can go get in the truck, go up I-95 to a place called Michigan and jump in one of those lakes.
Jump in the lake. And they got a bunch
of... You can't go get to Michigan on I-95. You got to get off on another...
Do 75.
Yeah.
Y'all killing the joke. Speaking. So let's go ahead and continue to get this.
You're right about the lake, Spike. There's a lot of lakes around Michigan.
Isn't it? They're known as Michigan.
Yeah, they are.
Big lakes. And so
my daughter lives in Michigan.
100%
now,
correct there.
Thank you.
Next time I go to Michigan, Spike, I will jump in the lake on your behalf.
Voice of Reason, was he 100% correct when he said go up by 95 to get to Michigan?
No, but the lake thing.
Oh, okay. Right, right on that. Just checking. Just verifying.
And I'll be flying to Michigan. Thank you. I'm not driving.
And you're going to freeze when you jump into one of those lakes, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, speaking of fact checking about going 95, I-5, 75, 225, this is our fact check cracker. Not that
cracker part. Jack fact check checker.
Is all the way from up this 90 I-4. This is the Billy's. This Billy's, how you sticking?
He finally got an I-4. I'm sticking like stuff to Steve's nose.
Oh, yes, yes. Stuff? Let's call it what it is.
I've never heard stuff. That come out of your mouth, Billy. I understand the spoils of W and Smuts, but never you. This is what we call in Greece, et tu, Brutus?
I've been saying that for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least I've been going like this, like, you know.
What the heck? I don't see anything.
Yeah, you look beautiful with Voice of Reason.
You do, absolutely.
I mean, I might need a trim.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the resistance fighters here that will be here to give you this award-deserving show. We are going to, like I say, entertain you for the next... Hang in there, Smots, for the next 52 minutes, let's say, because a minute or two won't be entertaining when these resistance fighters decide they want to get out the damn car and just run around it. And I'm trying to drive us up and down the road. Speaking of driving up and down, this is a caller-driven show where you guys can participate. You can give us a call at
813-699-3900.
That'll be 813-699-3900.
3900.
Because we are a caller-driven show. We love people to call and drive the show because we hitchhike. We love picking up hitchhikers. And sometimes we let them drive, but most times we let them just sit back and relax because, you know, hitchhiking means you're walking and you got no car. And we'll get you at least to the destination where we're going. And it will be, as they say in the streets, fun. So
jump aboard. It's a great ride.
Listen, see, the Voice of Reason understands and knows this. And so while we're in the car going either north, south, east, or west, we will, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Yes, everything you got through. Whew, and hey, didn't we supposed to get a? Or maybe that comes later. I'll wait because I'm sure the resistance fighters know what they're supposed to do. Exactly, fight the power on the show. All right, and keeping moving on with the show, man, this is not going to be good if we can fly through these homekeeping, housekeeping, and introductions real fast. We're going to have to do a lot of talking, which is what we love to do. Let's go ahead, PW.
Yeah.
And let's talk to our sponsors.
Well, our sponsors? I need to hit a sponsor button then. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Chase Elliott was a DNF.
Oh, man, that's not good.
I know. He went through about, I'd say 95% of the entire race, and then somebody pushed him into the wall.
Get on over there, huh?
Yeah.
Man, well, you know what that means? That means you
that's terrible.
Yes.
You have to pay for your free fried pickles now.
And he was in the top 10 the whole time. He would have been giving us free fried pickles, but now there's nothing free.
Oh, man. That's not good. But don't worry about it. Participating Hooters, they still will give you the pickles. Just ask for them. Like I say, I'm going to run a tab up there. So if you tell
them. Yeah, tell them Spike will pay for it.
You heard it on Spike on the Mike Show that you get free fried pickles, and we will run that tab there. I'm going to be in trouble one day when somebody actually does that, but I'll do it on my own.
Because that's wonderful.
I'm that kind of guy.
You are.
And keep this show on the road and keep it moving. I want the resistance fighters in the car to realize how I'm keeping this car on the right side of the road and just going down the track, doing the right thing. And as soon as you guys' microphone comes on, you're probably going to just get out the car and run around, mess up everything.
Yep. So
before we mess up everything, I have to go ahead and let's talk about what we like to call the cow chip of the week. Yeah, here's a cow chip. The cow chip is a little knowledge that you can use throughout your week. So if you're at the water cooler, or you, let's say, Billy, you're in the changing room at Walmart, maybe you can. And somebody wanted to ask you something. You can say, hey, here's a little cow chip information that you might want to know.
Why can't I be at the water cooler?
No, I like you in the changing room at the Walmart. Yeah.
Why?
I can just tell you right now, if I'm ever in a changing room at Walmart and someone comes up and says, hey, I got some cow chip news for you, I am calling security.
Yeah. I'm not calling security. I'm calling the cops.
Wait, hold on a second. You're not going to be interested in what the chip is?
Oh, yeah.
If a stranger talks to me and wants to share news with me in a changing room at Walmart,
it's going to be an incident if it's me.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's see this. What's the reason?
What are these guys doing in there?
If someone want to give you give you some couch chip news in a Walmart changing, would you not listen?
Yeah, but why?
I'd listen.
I still have the question: why is everybody else at the water cooler, but I'm in a changing room at Walmart?
Okay, here's how that happened.
I'm waiting.
When you are explaining and talking about things, you normally a lot of people don't. Normally you give two examples. You can say, you know, like at here or there. I needed a second example.
Why couldn't it have been?
Because the water cooler is not in Orlando.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Just
doesn't have anything to do with my chromosomes.
No. It's just that you're closer to the changing room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't you know that Orlando is the hub of the capital of changing rooms at Walmart?
Walmart changing rooms.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's true, but okay.
Well, now if you think about it, if you go to the Walmart, your local Walmart, typically the changing room's in the middle of the place where all the clothes are. So the Orlando's in the middle of the state, the changing room's in the middle of a Walmart.
Oh, there you go.
See?
Insert.
Wow. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Maybe a better question might be, why would these guys put them in that changing room with you at the same, when they're examples?
No, they're not in the same stall.
Yeah, Mark said if I was in there with her,
there would be an incident.
There would be an incident. And then
here's an example.
And then Schmaltz said that I would call the cops.
I said I'd call
security.
Security.
I said I would call the cops.
Okay, security. Yeah.
Hey, so can I get this card?
I said I would order pizza, but nobody heard it.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I said it very, very quietly.
I'm right in that changing room with you, P-Dub.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you two are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me bring this.
Yeah, if we were in a changing room together, would we spoon?
We change each other's clothes at least.
No. No, you know why?
Why?
We'd be too busy ordering pizza.
Pizza. Oh, eating true. Pizza. You'd be too busy eating pizza.
Why you're changing each other? Because I can see PW taking Steve's shirt off and Steve reciprocating pulling PW's pants down.
Well, I'm not hungry anymore. Thanks,
Lux. And with all that being said, y'all just totally just forgot about it. The couch.
Wait,
you never gave us one.
Pizza.
I have to say that Schmatz is my favorite person right now.
Ultimately, the couch chip is don't talk to someone at a Walmart changing room. That's the couch chip.
Oh, damn. The reason y'all let it at the water cooler in the changing room is because you get ready to get the couch chip news.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. If you ever been on an airplane and you're wondering, every once in a while you see an ashtray on the airplane, you might think maybe this is an old airplane because you know, everybody knows the regulations is you cannot smoke on an airplane now, right?
Yeah.
Here's a little cow chip news. That is not why the ashtray is there.
It's to put your chewing gum in. Yeah.
Ah, that's another reason that hadn't been disclosed.
Chewing gum goes under the seat.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Airplanes, unbeknownst to most people, they have to have an ashtray because their flight students, flight attendants, and pilot people, sometimes they do smoke and they have to have a legal place to discard their ashes and their and cigarette butts. And also, this is something that that was revealed by a flight person, which I find is a great cow chip, is that airlines and aircrafts cannot take off if they don't have an ashtray on them.
Oh, bogus, fake fish.
I don't remember the last time I've seen an ashtray on an airplane.
I'm looking this up.
They are on the ashtray. I mean, there are ashtrays on airplanes. This is what the Cow Chip News.
And apparently you can't take off without one.
I just said I've never seen one. I didn't say the one. I haven't seen one in an airplane since, God, I was in my 20s, maybe. It's been a long time ago.
Since you've been on an airplane?
No, I haven't. Since the last time I saw an ashtray on an airplane. Oh. I just took a flight last month. I fly all the time.
Okay, well, in order to continue on to educate the resistant fighters of all the stuff here, because now that Billy is all running out of the doggone
chain. Oh, yeah.
To fight check my couch.
That's right.
Hope that she, you know, make sure she puts her clothes on before she runs through Walmart without
it's them. Not because the flight crew, it's because they still catch people smoking cigarettes on airplanes, and there has to be a legal place for them to put it out.
Well, that that
and you just, it's just a rudimentary.
Yeah.
Instead of like the carpet or the wall or underneath the thing, which could then damage something on the plane.
They have what about your neighbor's mixed drink?
To put it up. Say again?
Your neighbor's mixed drink. You just dip it in there.
And before anyone gets a great idea on the Spike on the Mic show saying, oh, there is an ashtray, I do it. Believe me, once it's put out, you will be greeted by the ground authorities, and it is a federal offense. So we are not condoning a federal offense, just saying the reasons the ashtrays are there.
Just a cow chip, in case you want to know why it's there. Yes. Speaking of wising up, you mother truckers, now it is also time for us to do the word of the day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
That's what I was missing, because when we did something else, I was waiting ooh, at the end, but it goes with the word of the day.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Right. So this, I'm going to play the word of the day three times.
All right.
Listen for it three times before
we'll speak. Be very quiet.
And then we're going to give you guys, you know what the word of the day is. Here is the word of the day.
Gasconade. Gasconade. Gasconade.
All right.
Gasconade.
Gasconade, hear what gasconade is, all right? And I'll go around the room and give me a yes.
Can you spell it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to type it into the chat, so I'm not like looking it up.
I'll
it's in
it
the chat.
You. I'll spell it before you. Okay. It's GASCONADE, Gasconade.
Ooh, well then, if you can spell it, I'm assuming you know what it is.
Well, I thought many times it's I think it's Spike on the mic when I hear Gasconade.
Because, see, I don't use words I can't spell, so I dang sure don't know what Gasconade is.
No, I understand that, but that's when I hear you talk, I think Gasconade.
Dang.
Wow.
I'm hoping it's not what you
must
think.
Mean suicide.
That's what I was thinking. Like, she gun in the mouth. Gas man, do you have any idea what Gasconade is?
No, I thought it was gas grenade, which I know what that is. I've made a couple in my life, allegedly. Gas grenade? No, I have no idea.
Gas grenade? That what you said?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, which I have some experience making those. I may or may not have made a few of those in my life. No, I'm not confirming or denying that. Yeah. But gas grenade? No, I have no idea.
Voice of Reason, do you know what a gas grenade is?
Can you know, Spike, I always look forward to this segment of the show, which is my great opportunity to say either yes or no.
And the answer is
maybe. Hey, I might know a little bit about what it is.
Oh, interesting. Billy's?
I have a guess based on what I think the word root might be and what Schmott said.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully if I remember, and this award deserving show does not just take off.
And for me, wait, you didn't ask me. I really think it's really simple. It's lemonade you make in a gas can. It's so simple.
I kind of like that.
PW, I mean,
that's awesome.
Words, I mean, makes sense to me.
I will use it in a sentence here. I am never gasconade when talking about the Spock and the
Mike. That's great. The Spock on the what?
Spock on the Muck Show.
Good lord.
I am never gasconade when speaking about the Spike on the Mic Show.
Must mean wrong. That's what I'm guessing.
He's probably loud. Loud and gasconated it. All right, so let's do what we do here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and start the show with topic changing music.
All right, we're about to begin our very first topic on the Spike on the Mic Show. And here's your host, Spike.
22 minutes in.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
I want to preface this by saying the whole show is our Spike on the Mic Show. Everything involved. Even though I was told, I don't know if I told this story here. I'm pulling the car over. We're at the rest stop. I'm talking about something.
Okay.
I was talking to some guy on the internet, and he has a podcast with a bazillion listeners. And I just emailed him.
Same amount of listeners as us.
Yes, yeah, a bazillion. Yeah.
A bazillion, too. And I was he was telling how he started and, you know, how his podcast grew. And I asked him, I said, hey, listen to our show and tell us what could we do to make it grow. And surprisingly enough, this person actually did. I don't know who this guy is. I just know he was a big podcast guy. And when his first recommendation was, shorten the intro.
then what will we do for a show?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
Jeez.
You're killing the gimmick, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, even though he had
a way to gasconade.
Serious. Because he had wrote an article about how to increase listeners, viewership and listeners to your shows. And he went through how he did it. And I'm like, wow. And the thing is,
was that the only advice?
That's the only one I listened to and I saw it.
One he retained.
Yeah. Right.
That's the farthest the guy got. He got to the end of the intro and said, all right, that's enough.
Damn. Yeah. Actually, I think he might have said it was entertaining. He says, but the first thing he would do is shorten the intro. And I almost thought about doing that, but then I said, yeah, you know, these things are made to do how you want to do it. All right. So in this show is going to be a lot of us just talking amongst ourselves and giving us our opinions on what will we do. I mean, how will we handle things?
Sure.
So the first topic I would like to bring up.
Wait a minute. Are we still in the introduction?
No.
Have we gotten to the first topic?
This is the first topic. We're beginning.
The first topic is what are you?
What are you?
Right. And I heard this and I was driving, I thought about this, you know, like McDonald's has Ronald McDonald's as his mascot. Burger King has obviously the Burger King, and the Geico has Geico. Now, all these other companies and products have these things here. And I was just wondering, does the resistance fighters know exactly what the gremlin is, the grimace is in McDonald's?
The grimace?
Yeah, the grimace.
Purple blob.
That purple, yeah, do you know what that character is? And I'll go around the room. Gas man, do you know what is it a gremlin or the grimace?
Grimace.
It's called grimace.
And the gas man's wearing the same color as grimace today.
Yeah, exactly.
It's from the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Dig it, baby.
Ain't that the...
No, I don't. I just thought the grimace was an inanimate object. No, I don't even know what it was.
Oh, okay. Voice of Reason. You have any idea what the grimace is in the McDonald's character?
Yeah, I think it's what gets taken away from your face when you visit McDonald's. You're so happy.
Oh, okay. All right. Billy's, do you know what the grimace is?
I just think that it's a purple blob.
Okay. Gasman, we see your shirt. PWs, do you know what the grimace is?
Well, it's some sort of upchuck.
Upchuck the boogie to the whoop.
Yeah. All
right. And
rhythm to the boogie to bee.
Yes. Smots, you have any idea what the grimace is?
I thought it was just like some amorphous blob that they made that could be whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Okay. Inanimate object, yeah.
It wasn't on the menu, though.
Yeah, really. You know, so I'm thinking McDonald's.
Neither is the hamburger. What do you know what that is?
McDonald's will have a product out there because they have the hamburger. Everybody knows what that is. And I don't know if they got a Cookie Monster thing, do they?
Or that's no.
What's Goofy?
That's a dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, a call.
Well, we'll have to go to our caller and hope that they don't give away what the grimace is.
Honey, turn it muted.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, please.
Turn your radio down, please. Please.
Yes, we're getting feedback. So, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How are you sticking?
Supa.
Supa.
I know what the grimace is.
You do?
All right, so would you like to enlighten these resistant fighters and also tell the world what the grimace is?
It's a uvula.
Wait, does Spike even know what that is?
That is the word of the big A word of the day. What the hell is is that a
uvula?
Uvula.
Uvula.
So the caller is Kim, by the way.
I could tell from her voice.
Let's say, what's your name and where are you calling from? But yeah,
we don't need that. But
Kim from Pittsburgh.
I'm calling from the banks of the Allegheny River.
Yes,
nice.
And the Monongahela.
And the Susquehanna. No.
So is that your guess that it's a uvula?
Uvula.
Uvula.
But someone has to explain to Spike what that is.
Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Open up your mouth and say, it's right there.
It's that thing.
The little thing that hangs down in the middle of your throat.
Oh,
that
speed bag in your mouth.
Speed bag.
Oh, okay. Well, now, why would they have that in a doggone McDonald's Happy Meal?
To make you feel sick. Yeah.
Well, the delicious McDonald's food has to go past the uvula to get to your belly.
Oh, it hits the speed bag. So, caller, is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
I have to say, if I had an ant button, I'd hit you with an ant button.
Oh, most really?
That means wrong. Most people would say that it is a pickle. Most people would call it a
pickle. Have you ever seen a purple pickle?
Hey, come on. You ever seen
I'm not eating a purple pickle.
You ever seen a talking hamburger?
That's
yeah, but yeah. I mean, if it, why would it be? Why if it's a pickle, why not to make it green?
Most people said it's a pickle. It's either a purple onion or it's a beet. But a McDonald's official from the corporate headquarters said that, to y'all surprise, the Gremlis is a taste bud.
Uvula.
A taste bud.
Right on your uvula.
Well, there's no taste buds on your uvula.
Well, there is on mine.
I never knew that.
Taste buds are on your tongue.
So, caller, along with the cow chip, you've also been educated on what a gremlin is. Gremlis is.
Grimace.
That too.
A grimace. That's a face you make when you smell something bad.
Yes. Or when you call into the Spike and the Mic show.
No.
So I'm making a grimace every Monday.
Yeah. So, caller, while you're walking down the Adirondack or where you say you were, you
Allegheny. Come on.
That's going to happen.
Adirondacks in Virginia.
It starts with an Allie.
I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm out.
So does adios.
Yeah. Hey, well, caller, you have anything else would you like to say other than this is the greatest award deserving show known to humans?
I don't think she wanted to say that.
I think I want to say bye now.
Bye, Kim. Thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Bye.
Love you,
bye.
Kim.
Bye. Love you, Kim. Bye.
Don't go.
Right, she went.
Now, if you ever been asked and told, you guys know what that thing is. It's not the speed bag.
Grimace.
No, it's the grimace.
Yeah, it's in there. All right, cool. That is great for everybody.
It's a uvula.
Uvula.
It is not a purple beet or a purple onion or a pickle. So now when you see that, you'll know that somebody in McDonald's headquarters decided to make a taste bud, a walking, talking, walk-around taste bud.
Kind of the same color.
Because McDonald's food is delicious.
Yeah.
But taste bud is purple?
I don't know. Your tongue's not, like, red. It's sort of a bluish red, so
I guess. Isn't my face rather red?
I got a piece of metal in mine.
Okay. All right, well,
ooh. That was just, I think I saw his taste bud.
That was my piercing.
That is it. That's topic one. I think it's time for topic changing music.
After such an amazing topic, you wouldn't think we could come up with another one, but here we are.
All right, I like to call this topic here. And this show is going to be a lot of us just talking. So let's just talk.
Yeah. Unlike other shows. Yeah. When nobody talks.
No one talks about
anything.
Talk show.
Yeah.
That's the topic. It's let's just talk.
Yeah.
Say it, Daddy.
Let's just talk.
There we go.
And I guess I could say this is a dear Spike on the Mic letter, but it kind of isn't. It was just something, another one that I came across and I thought and I heard somebody talking about it. All right, I want to give you guys the story.
The word is plagiarize.
P-L-A.
Oh, yeah. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Plagiarize.
Yes, man. You get a gold star. So you sounded a lot like, they called me Mr. You did. So as that was happening while you guys were just running around out the car, my mind went to that guy who gave us suggestions on how to make our show better.
Plagiarization.
It's a half hour introduction. y'all spend another time just jumping around talking about anything.
That's correct. That is literally the premise of the podcast.
Spike in the Mic show. Mm-hmm.
God, that was a good one. All right, so I want you guys' opinion on this right here.
Right, so,
No. So there's this person that I know, and they say their mom lives with them and her husband, and she takes care of the kids. Both the mom and the dad work, and the mom
grandma
that lives with them. She takes care of, you know, the kids. She does some cleaning every once, you know, cleaning and does the laundry and does cooking and cooking. Now, it was not brought to her attention, but the person asked the question in the group, just saying, "Do you think that I should pay my mom like this is a job?"
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Does grandma pay mom rent?
No. She lives
right
there.
Then she's already paid.
And the couple has, they say, we get, you know, mother living there is not a problem. It's not a burden. It's, you know, we happy that because we were just happy to be able to do that. But do you think that we should pay her?
Does mom contribute monetarily to the household in any way? Or is all the food purchased by your friend?
The second part, yes. Nah. So, oh, mom is retired, of course. I
mean, right.
She don't have a job.
So
I guess her retirement money could come in there, I guess, but.
Right, but if mom is not monetarily contributing to the household in any way, then her living there and being fed, even though she's doing the cooking,
right.
Sure. Someone else is buying the food that she cooks.
Right.
So I would say that, I mean, she could pay her mom if she wants to, but she's already fully financially supporting mom. So grandma is pretty much already getting paid.
Yeah.
So your answer is no.
Not that she would not
give her money.
She's not obligated to. She can if she wants to. She just shouldn't feel obligated to.
Right, right. Voice of Reason, what do you think about that?
The mere fact that they're living together happily makes them a family.
Yes.
I think being related that you know, the grandma gave birth to the mom, gave birth to the kids, makes them a family first.
Well, no, I mean, more that their families don't pay one another. They she should pay her with smother her with kisses and buy her presents.
Mm. All right, smart.
I don't think there's pay as an order there.
I guess maybe you can give her an allowance, like, you know, when parents ask that you take out the laundry or take out the trash and do the laundry and wash the dishes, and you got $10 a week. We can give them $10 a week, maybe.
All right, Gas.
So the grandma is living there because she doesn't have anywhere else to go, or?
Yeah, I'm guessing they brought her in. I guess the dad is maybe gone or whatever, but she's living there and she's helping out.
And just so you know, for inflation, maybe I go $18 a week.
Thank you, man. Good. Even McDonald's making more of them. Taste buds.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong. If they wanted to pay her, I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't think they should have to. I don't know. It's a weird dynamic because if I had to live with my daughter, I try to put myself in that situation.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be a burden to them. And then I wouldn't expect money on top of being I would see it as being a burden, even though I was taking care of the house and the kids. So I don't know. That's kind of tough for me. I don't know. I'm undecided on this one.
Want to say PWs?
Well, I'm allowed to stay here. You know, that's all I can say.
Wait, can I ask?
It's your house.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do you cook, or you cook a little bit? Do you clean? Do you do you do laundry?
I do the toilets too. Yeah.
But you don't clean.
I'm in charge of toilets for some reason.
Oh, you clean the toilets?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, you're the one who's probably making them not clean.
Wait, no. The fact that my dad does any house cleaning at all, I find very surprising. So if he does toilets, then he's good.
So, but the thing about this kind of dilemma is that if, like, the mom wants to go out because she's still not viable, but she still can do her own thing. She can get in a car and go to stores and malls and things like that.
Okay.
But if she wants to go buy something, she doesn't have a income, but not a job salary. Now, the reason this came up because kids are taken care of, they're not going to daycare
because
mom is taking care of that thing.
Right. They're saving a ton of money because mom's taking care of stuff.
So with knowing that information, do you think that maybe, And the mom will, she said the mom would never ask for it, but she knows like her mom goes to the store and says, ooh, I saw a pair of shoes or something. And I feel guilty. Should I, you know, give her a monthly or weekly, as Smart said, allowance?
Is watching the kids taking her away from doing another job? Or would she be doing another job if she wasn't watching the kids?
The grandma?
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she'd probably just be watching soaps.
Then I don't think monetary compensation is there. But if you are taking her away from earning that money so she could go do those things, then yeah.
Yeah. Would she work if she wasn't taking care of the kids? Would she get a job?
I believe if she wasn't living in the house, she might. You know, like a
little. Oh, so you admit that she's freeloading at this point.
Right, and so she's retired. She doesn't have any retirement. She has no savings at all.
No,
she's not getting any. Right, she's not getting any monthly that, you know, because she is living rent free with no expenses. She's not paying any of the utilities. So whatever she's getting from Social Security even is all gravy for her. So if she wants to go shopping, she is getting money.
So when she wants to go shopping, she needs to use her Social Security money and nothing else.
And she could stand in the median with a cardboard sign.
That's terrible.
Saying, yeah, I need a beer.
True. I live at home with my daughter, and she doesn't give me squat on the cardboard.
Oh, damn.
We'll work for food. So knowing this information, so you guys still think that the grandma should...
I don't think they shouldn't pay her, but I don't feel like they should be obligated. It's up to her. If she thinks grandma needs money, then yeah, go ahead and give her some money. It sounds like she could afford it.
Yeah, the husband and the wife both work. So they're not scrapped, but they are saving money by not taking the kid to the daycare.
Right.
Well, how about this for an idea? Maybe she should have access to the family credit card.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, just give that to me. I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a bad idea right there. Right there. Don't give my dad a credit card that he's not responsible for paying himself.
Oh, yeah.
Bad idea. Really, really bad idea.
So, like, my daughter was a teenager. I need to go to the mall.
Microphone.
Yeah. P-Dub, you're
facing it. My daughter was a teenager.
Hold on a second. Gas Man, have you still undecided on this little what should we do?
Yeah, talking about the credit cards reminds me of when my daughter was a teenager and had to go to the mall. I need to just give me a card, Dad. That was it. And I get it back after she went to the mall and dreading when that bill came the next month.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I don't know where we're going with this. So, I mean, I was just, I guess it kind of was a dear spike on the mic idea, but I was thinking about, I wonder what the resistance fighters, how they would feel about that. Because I kind of feel as every other Friday, put some money in mom's bank account.
That's not a bad idea. I just don't feel like she should be obligated to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be nice for her to do that for her mom, but sure. I don't think it's.
But mom doesn't deserve it.
No, I'm not saying she doesn't even deserve it. I'm just saying, you know, she already gets. She has free room and board. She's living with zero expenses.
Right. But has to do is watch the ratty ass kid.
But the correct answer is.
Go ahead, Smart. What do you say, boys?
But the correct answer is put a little bit of money in her bank each at the end of every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. Now he says that because Spike said that.
I think. I think what we're all exactly. missing on the stories here is that Spike has decided to give his house to Brown. Brown has announced that she's pregnant, and Spike is wondering, should he get paid when having to watch the grandchild in a couple of years? Is that true? Was that where we're at?
Yeah,
this is a preemptive Spike on the mic letter.
Are you Nostradamus?
I knew it.
So sounds like, Smarts, you agree with me, I should get paid.
Yeah, yes. I do. I think you should at that point. Yeah.
Even
though you know the parent is not going to, quote unquote, accept the money, but you still should do it. I think you should, because you're making yourself worthy of of keeping the house together because saving the house money, I guess I'll put it that way. Am I still here? Y'all guys are gone?
What? No, we're all gone.
We're all here.
No, that's the correct answer, Spike.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, well then, when you are living in the house with your parents, or your parents live in the house with you, give them money or take money from them, whichever the way. I don't know how to lay in that plane, but
all right.
So I am going to ask for money to be paid. All right.
There you go. You deserve it.
Thank you. Wow, I love this guy named Voice. All right, so let's go ahead.
Well, you do.
Let's go to topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic in which Steve will be able to kiss some portion of Spike.
All right, and continue on with the Let's Just Talk. This topic I like to call, What Would You Do?
What would you do?
I don't know.
I wasn't asking.
He doesn't know because you haven't told him yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He has no idea because you haven't given the answer. Yeah.
Right. What would you do?
We will find out the answer, though.
All right. So I'm going to ask you guys three scenarios on what would you do. And I'm going to give you three answers and you get to pick one or you can pick your own. All right. First question. What would you do if you had a choice between winning the lottery or living twice as long?
Ooh. And
here are your answers. Win the lottery, live twice as long, or both options sound great. I would flip a coin. And I started with you, Gas Man. What would you do if you had the option of winning the lottery or living twice as long?
Winning the lottery.
Twice as long as what? Yes. That's important.
Normal
twice
life,
as long right? as I was supposed to?
Yeah, because if I'm going to be 60, I don't necessarily want to live to be 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I say win the lottery. I'm already 54, dude.
Yeah. Let's say I'm 72.
I got left as it is.
And I win the lottery and die at 72. Or I live to be
all right, well,
144.
Let's never
win the lottery.
Let's use his example here. Let's say you had... You win the lottery and have 5 years to live, or you don't win the lottery and have 10 years to live.
I was looking forward to being 180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to win the lottery because then I could quit my job and just travel.
Yeah. I would have the greatest.
For 5 years. Yeah. As opposed 5 years. To do nothing for 10 years.
I have the greatest 5 years of my life, brother.
And yeah. I'm guessing, are we talking about a lottery jackpot or $100?
Yeah, it's gonna be a jackpot.
Because I win the lottery each week on the scratch off. Look, I just got a free ticket. I won the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So, I won $100 on a $2 scratch off 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so, yeah.
$15 right there. $15.
Yeah. What is your answer? Live long?
Well, again, it depends on what the lottery winnings are.
That's a North Carolina $5.
Nice.
So that's a winning lottery ticket right there.
Would $10K be worthy of living in a 10 years or 5 years? Probably not. $10 million? Yeah, I'd probably say I'd take the money.
Take the money. All right. Voice?
I want to live twice as long.
PW?
Yeah, you'd be 205 by the time right now.
No, I'm thinking 180. Right now, I'm almost 70.
Yeah, right.
I think that my life expectancy is somewhere right now about 188.
So that way you'd be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, you wouldn't be 129 and live to be 129 years old.
Right. Right. No. I want to live to be, I'm 69. Two times that is what?
Say 140.
No, I expect my life expectancy is like 90. So 180, I'd live to be 180.
Yeah.
That's your age or the way you live your life.
Yeah.
PW, what'd you say you do?
Well, I wouldn't want Steve to ever reach 180. So I'll take the money.
Well, God, it got very quiet. Was I the only person that thought that was funny? That was very quiet.
All right. Okay. I would want to live twice as long, because
You've already won the lottery?
Yes, my life. And you guys on my show, on my team, is the lottery.
Oh,
and
it's so...
millions of dollars in Social Security.
Exactly. All right, next, what would you do? If you had the opportunity to time travel, would you travel in the future, travel in the past, or you wouldn't do it? And I'll start out with you, PW. The future, the past, or you wouldn't do it?
Past. I would go to the past and do stuff again.
Okay. All right. Voice of reason?
Future.
Show your homework. Why?
Oh, just to see what it's like. I mean, this is time travel, so you get to go forward and back, right?
No, you're going to do it once.
Yeah. You just go somewhere.
And you only travel time travel once.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to stay where I'm at.
See, if you go to the past, you get to time travel twice because you go to the past and then you come back. Slowly back
I'd
to the
like
future.
I'd like to change my answer.
Okay.
I think I want to go to the past.
There you go. See?
Well, what happens if you went back to the past, but they put you into a different situation? You were in the middle of a tornado and died instantly.
Yeah.
Different scenario.
That's not in my past.
Well, I'm already going to live twice as long as I am right now. So.
He didn't say it would be your past. He just said into the past.
Yeah, right. Oh, like, God.
We've already assured that I'm going to live to be 180.
What if it sent you back into the past to 1941 Omaha Beach?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to survive.
Are you?
How do you know?
I got 180 guaranteed.
You don't even exist yet. How could you survive?
I've got 140 guaranteed.
Because yeah. Right? You passed on the ticket. All right. Yeah. I see the math.
Yeah.
Gas man?
I definitely traveled back to the past. Change some stuff up.
Good. Okay. Billis?
I would go to the future to when the pandemic's over.
Ooh, good answer. Good answer. Now, there's obviously no right or wrong. I
wishful thinking
definitely probably would not go back to the past. No, because
you had a horrible past.
I mean, the past wasn't good for tall people. I have to put it that way.
Oh, all right, yeah, all right.
Past wasn't that good for chromosomes either.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But you know, when the fighting starts, they just told y'all to go in the change room.
Do you steal that cup?
Go in the change room. Yes, I did.
I got about four of those. It's not just them, so I don't put them on camera though.
All right, so W going to the past.
Yeah.
All right, so where you say you go?
You didn't ask me.
Huh? All right, so where you go?
Yeah, you didn't ask me.
Huh?
Okay, where would you go?
Oh, are you asking me now? Okay.
Yeah.
I'd go 40 years into the future and be the chief of staff for President Barron Trump.
Barron Trump.
Oh, God. Oh, dear Lord.
I would give anything to see that.
Well, then you should not take a lottery ticket then, PW.
I didn't say anything about a lottery ticket.
No, Steve said, well, that's right, yeah.
Well, you did say you take the lottery ticket because you want to rent your money now, where as opposed to live.
He'd be gone. Then he'd be gone in 40 years. He wouldn't have to worry about that.
But these are two different questions.
That is true.
All
right, well, yeah.
If I could win the lottery and go into the past, man.
And
that
is giving Barron Trump the benefit of the doubt because both Eric and Donald Jr. are morons.
Hey,
yeah, so I'd go with Barron. Yeah.
I want to change my answer now since I know what the future looks like.
Yeah.
I think Gas Man, what say you now? You know the future.
What future? I'm going into the past.
Barron Trump is gonna be the president.
Yeah, be president. Okay, well we'll have to wait and see that out and hopefully none of that becomes true. All right. How about this one? This is a quick one, easy one here.
All right.
Let's say a little kid start kicking your ass and his mother does not intervene. Would you stare at the mother until she comes in, or would you kick the kid's butt, or would you just insult the kid? And I write quickly. Smots?
A kid is kicking my butt?
Yeah.
I think that he just had to be back into his place.
Oh, you shut it down. Shut it down, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'd give him an opportunity. It'd be one or two chances. Give his mom a chance, but if she doesn't, then
It's,
see boy? His head's in the toilet like it should be.
Boy.
Yeah, I'd punch him in the nose.
APWs?
I'd probably strangle him.
Damn. Billy's?
I would do none of those things. I would tell the mother to do something about their child.
Right.
Before you do, right?
She's watching it. The mother doesn't intervene. So this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
she's aware that it's happening, and she's just watching it all happen.
You tell her, and then what happens? She doesn't.
You strangle the kid, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably just hold the kid away from me because I would be afraid if I hit the kid, then something would happen and the cops and suits, yeah, lawsuits all right, and all that kind
so
of thing.
So what you mean that when you say happens. Holding the kid away from you would be his head underwater?
Really, that doesn't happen. Don't
oh, it doesn't?
It. Just punch him in the nose.
And first of all, though, I turn my camera on and put it on and go, as I'm holding him back, go, you need to stop. You need to stop. You need to stop.
That's a good idea. You need to stop. And document the fact that the parent was watching the kid do this.
Now you will stop. Now he has stopped. Oh, she has stopped. Because I know this answer here. I don't know why I'm going wasting good air. Gas man.
The kid is getting some pain put on him.
Hey, listen, this happened to me. Listen, happened to me a couple of times.
Like Randy Macho Man would do?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Pain. No doubt. Yeah. My little cousin one time, I went and told my aunt, he wouldn't leave me alone. I told my uncle, my aunt, I said, your son will leave me alone. If you don't stop, I'm going to hurt him. My uncle said, do what you got to do. Another time, a friend of mine, he wouldn't leave me alone. I told him, I said, your kid's being an ass. Tell him to leave me alone. He went cool hitting me. He said, if you don't stop, do what you got to do. And I didn't break anything, but I let him know that you don't mess with him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let his nickname be Swirly.
Yeah.
And I did flush my cousin's head down the toilet. I did do that.
There you go.
That's nice to know.
Has he picked on you after that since then?
No, never did.
Okay.
And he's twice my size now, and he's still messing with me. Mm-hmm.
And that other kid, he can still eat soft food, right?
Oh, yeah. See, the thing with jiu-jitsu techniques, you don't have to punch anybody to hurt them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are other ways to get your point across without causing any physical
paralysis.
Paralysis. The kids are getting hurt is my answer.
I figured that. I knew that's why I knew choke. You just want to choke slam somebody anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
I do.
All right, so now since we get to the end of the show, and this was a great show that we can just talk among friends and discover the kinds of people that we are, we have to find out what the hell
Gasconade.
Oh.
Gasconade.
Gasconade means, and the answer, Smots, was on track. So, Smots, you want to tell what the Gasconade means?
Like being really bragging or boasting or just kind of extremely doing so.
Yes. All right, so I was a little close I thought it was.
But what did you think it was?
Well, like just bravado, but it kind of, it's sort of related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not quite bragging, but just, you know, bravado.
Yeah,
well, what if you brag about drinking out of the gas can?
Well, if you said you do it better than anyone else, yes.
Yeah, that's,
lemonade, and it's lemonade, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a form of a confident talk or behavior that's intended to impress other people.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Braggadocious.
No, it's gasconade.
And it means braggadocious.
I guess that won't be the big A word next week.
It's not an actual word. So,
actually, I think it is. Yeah,
right, braggadocious is.
Is it a word?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go around the room and ask what stuck with you. All right, Smots, go ahead. What stuck with you tonight?
That around all the area, Walmart, Steve and PW are in there changing each other's clothes.
why are you in there, PW? What stuck with you?
That I would travel into the future. And see Billy in the changing room in Walmart.
Billy?
Cringe.
Yeah. Billy, stuck with you real quick.
That Schmatz probably got like a 10,000 on the English on the SAT.
Mm, yeah, Voice of Reason, what's stuck with you?
Pizza.
Nice pizza.
Yeah,
well, that's because it's on each other's bodies after rubbing it on each other.
Oh.
Walmart.
Again.
That's why it's stuck on you.
Walmart gonna clean that up. Gas man, will it?
Oh, by the way, if you did get pizza on your shirt, you could clean it with carbon tetrafluoride.
There you go.
Oh, there you got it in. There you got it in. Gas man. What's up with you, my brother?
I'm not hungry anymore after the visual of Steve and PW in a chicken and a pizza. No thanks.
And what's up with me is that I'm okay with my kids. I'm getting paid. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael the Mike Show, we out. Holler back at me. I said one.